The 2022 National Defense Strategy emphasizes that international partnerships and alliances remain a priority. In a time where we must continuously adapt, one thing remains true. Building an unmatched international network of allies and partners makes us stronger. Marine Corps Systems Command works to ensure we develop warfighting capabilities with our allies and partners. Our International Program Office's mission is to advise on international acquisition efforts to foster partner interoperability, enable capability development, build enduring alliances, and promote stability. Additionally, IP helps bring Marine Corps capabilities to the global fight, enabling allies and partners to employ state-of-the-art technology against potential adversaries. Today, I'm happy to have Jacqueline Brent on the podcast to tell us everything we need to know about the United States Marine Corps' Foreign Comparative Testing Program within Marine Corps Systems Command's International Programs Office. Jackie is the lead for Marine Corps FCT program. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jackie, before we jump in and talking about FCT, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background, and how did you end up here at CISCOM?
So, of course, I was born in Northern Virginia and started my career at CISCOM in the early 90s with PM Ammunition. Came from NAFC as the PM secretary. Under a job swap, I was went to the International Programs Directorate when they were located in the Program Support Directorate. Transferred to what is now known as the International Programs Directorate. A few years later, I was hired as the FMS, as an FMS case manager under the a training billet, which allowed me the opportunity to train and get into an FMS, the Foreign Military Sales training billet. When the opportunity presented itself, I accepted a transfer to work with the Foreign Comparative Testing Program, which led us to today.
All right, so FCT, Foreign Comparative Testing, that's your specialty. Can you give us an overview of what that is?
Yes, Foreign Comparative Testing Program's mission is to find, assess, and field world-class technologies to satisfy valid defense requirements more quickly and economically as the U.S., because the U.S. does not hold the best ideas. The FCT program is a means to connect technologies to the U.S. DoD acquisition programs, which strengthens alliances by sourcing world-class solutions to shared defense problems through procurements from both sides.
So what criteria would qualify a foreign technology for the FCT program?
For the FCT program to consider a foreign technology, it must provide a significant cost savings, resulting in a positive return on investment, significant performance enhancements, as well as scheduled savings resulting in earlier fielding of the capability, and be a novel or innovative approach.
So to a large extent, cost, performance, and schedule, getting the American taxpayer a better deal.
Yes. So one of the purposes for the Foreign Comparative Testing Program is to get the technology out to the field sooner. So within the program, the Foreign Comparative Testing Program, we'd like to see the technology fielded within 2 to 4 years sooner than if you would go through a regular research and development process.
So once we've identified a technology that we're interested in getting from a foreign partner, what process would a program manager use? Is it the standard acquisition process, or is it shortened somehow?
So the process is shortened. However, the Foreign Comparative Testing Program leverages the already program of record. So in order to get the technology to the field quicker, the PM is looking for maybe a widget to that they can embed into their specific technologies, such as the law. It's already a program of record. So any enhancements that we're looking at, we're going to test and evaluate the enhancement. And then if it's successful, then we can get it to the field sooner. So yes, you do have to go through the acquisition process, but the fact that we're testing a non-developmental item from a foreign entity. So the technology readiness level is between a 6 and a 9. So 9, we're trying to get, for the Foreign Comparative Testing Program, we're trying to get technologies from the 7 and up.
That, so pretty mature technologies.
Pretty mature technologies.
That are kind of plug and play in our application.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So you've told us IP's role, but what about you, Jackie? What does a day in Jackie's life look like here at the command?
So on a daily basis, we work with, within the comparative testing program, we work with the MARFORS, OSD, the services in SOCOM, the advanced technology integrators, as well as the labs, the warfare centers, as well as Joint Intermediate Force Capabilities Office, JIFCO, as an effort to maintain awareness of the service requirements to support the foreign comparative testing program. Because through these entities, we take their information and build upon proposals to get funding for these efforts.
So when you say the warfare centers, obviously there's the naval warfare centers,
yes.
Surface, air.
Yes.
Do you also do with some Army labs as well? Or?
So we have Army counterparts. So if we're out looking for technologies of interest and something fits within the Army portfolio, we will provide that to our counterparts and they'll work with the Army. However, with that said, within the program offices, because we work directly with the PM offices, if they're actually working with an Army lab, then we let the program office
take the lead on that. Your specialty is in foreign comparative testing. Yes. What is FCT? Explain that for us.
So FCT is sponsored by the OSD Research and Engineering International Prototypes and Experiments Office, of which the services in SOCOM executes the program, the foreign comparative testing program. And the FCT is under Title 10, which is the Cooperative Research and Development and Agreements. The foreign comparative mission is to find, assess, field world-class technologies to satisfy the valid defense requirement for quickly and economically. As we know, the United States doesn't hold all of the best technology. So
not all the best ideas are here. There's great ideas
exactly.
coming out of some of our allies, right?
Exactly. So we go and work with our allies and partners to get the innovative technologies.
Okay. So what's the comparative testing part of that?
So the comparative testing part of that is program offices, they'll have technologies of interest and they'll want to test or evaluate so they can compare technologies. So if we have a domestic vendor that the PM is looking at, say the cost is high. So we get the similar technologies from our allies and we can compare against testing. And so that's the comparative. So we look at, you can either compare or qualify.
So maybe get the taxpayers a better bargain. And
yes.
Excellent. So our program managers who would be interested in this, what's your message to them? How can you help them find these sources and do the FCT?
So within the FCT program, what our team does is we go out and we go to the different trade shows. We go to travel to the different international industry events. We hold government to industry days where the government will provide the industry what the Marine Corps' requirements are. What
kind of a shopping list?
A shopping list. So what the services shopping list, what our interests are. And then in return, the vendors will provide their specific technologies. And then so the team for the Foreign Comparative Testing Program will take that technology and we'll provide it to the ATIs or the different stakeholders so that they to see if there's interest in the in any of that technology. And then from if there is interest, then the PM can contact myself via email and I can send them the package as to what is required to submit a foreign comparative testing proposal. Because with this, we're actually competing amongst all the services as well as SOCOM. Once a package is received, there's a process. So the best way for the PMs to get into this is to reach out to myself. We can have that conversation.
All right. So Jackie is the point of contact.
Yes.
Hit her up. Can you give us some examples of equipment systems that we have used in the past or currently using that we have achieved through foreign comparative testing?
Yes. So some examples of FCT projects include the robotic moving target system, which was manufactured by Marathon Robotics of Australia, the M72 lightweight anti-tank weapon, the new redesigned M72 Law is manufactured by NAMO of Norway, and the American subsidiary, Tally NAMO. And then in addition, the 120 Micmite programmable multipurpose high explosive munition, which was manufactured by Rheinmetall of Germany. And then in a, when I first came into the program, one of my first projects was the high rate of fire, the 50 cal machine gun manufactured by F.N. Herschel.
Okay. So that's, I've worked on some of those programs.
Okay. That's where I remember you from.
Yeah, I've been out to the NAMO Tally facility out in Phoenix, Scottsdale a number of years ago. So I am familiar with them. Okay. So all right, maybe we've crossed paths and
I'm sure
and
we
some
have.
Of that. That's excellent. All right, so we've talked about FCST. Does your office manage any other DoD programs that focus on foreign technologies?
Yes. The International Programs Office also oversees the Irregular Warfare Technical Support Directorate Program and the Coalition Warfare Program, which PMs can leverage to identify and develop capabilities to fulfill DoD requirements. If anyone's interested in any of these programs, they can reach out to the International Programs Director.
All right, so in current events, obviously, Ukraine is an example of the importance of partners and allies coming together to deter aggression. I know all services have provided some gear to this effort. Can you tell us if your office has been involved, and if so, how have we supported the endeavor?
Of course. International Programs has been involved. Obviously, I can't go into details, that not being under my purview. But our office has and continues to play an important role in the support of provided Ukraine.
Thank you. And I respect the sensibility on that, or sensitivity on that. So as we're coming out of the COVID environment, what adjustments did you and your team have to do to work in the COVID environment? And what, if any, impacts did it have to your programs?
Absolutely. COVID definitely had an impact on the FCC program. It affected the travel, the foreign travel, as well as domestic travel. It affected the project schedule. It affected the purchasing of test items, testing at the warfare centers, getting the required documents for the foreign vendors to be able to come in and be a part of the testing evaluation event. However, as a team, we worked through these challenges, making all necessary adjustments to meet the mission, to include the way we communicated with the PMs, our sponsors, the other services, as well as our international partners. Meetings were held virtually or via telecom. The government to business meetings events were initiated, which is what making the government to business meetings is stationary in the foreign comparative testing program today. And then constant collaboration with the program offices to ensure that any ongoing projects stayed on cost, schedule, and performance.
So I think that's the mantra that the whole command has gone through. We kept mission going through COVID. There were times we had to change the medium, Teams or phone calls when we would meet before. Obviously, for you, the international travel became a problem. So over the last year, has it been a pretty busy year for IP? And what are some of your team's accomplishments during the last year?
Yes, IP has been very busy, specifically for the Foreign Comparative Testing Program. We participated in over 38 industry engagements to include government-to-business events, trade shows, and foreign travel. And during these events, I have already mentioned that the government provides our wish list to the foreign vendor. And then on the other flip side of that, the foreign vendor provides us with technologies of interest, innovative technologies that may be of interest to RPMs or within the Marine Corps or other services. During FY22, over 681 technologies that are within the lines of effort were provided to the Marine Corps, to include the Marine Corps ATIs, GIFCO, the labs, and the other services. The Marine Corps submitted 5 FCT proposals to OSD to be considered for R&D funding. Of the 5, as a result of the 5 being submitted, OSD actually approved 4 to be funded with R&D funding, allowing the Marine Corps to bring in a little over $3 million.
How 4 out of 5, is that a decent average,
that
or is that really good?
Okay. That's really good. OSD normally approves anywhere between 10 to 15 projects a year, and that, again, we're competing amongst all of the services and SOCOM.
Okay. So let's talk about the other services. So like everything in the Marine Corps, I imagine our IP office is pretty small compared to what they have in the other services. So how does your team work with the other services and agencies?
IP collaborates directly with all of the services and SOCOM and OSD and other stakeholders in support of the national security policy and objectives. And through these collaborations, we are able to develop new processes as well as share our ideas. That way, we're not duplicating efforts. OSD is looking to, for this upcoming fiscal year, FY24, OSD is looking to change the process of the Foreign Comparator Testing Program. FCT used to be a one-year process. So they're condensing that process down to 6 months. Speeding everything up. So more to follow. The Marine Corps CTP team plans to issue the call for proposals within the next couple of weeks. So anyone interested in submitting, any PM that's interested in submitting should definitely reach out to me. And any documents that's required in order to submit a proposal should submit in, them to me in a timely manner.
As soon as possible. Right.
So timeliness.
So industry. So we talk a lot here on the podcast about industry, our partnerships with industry. A lot of what you're dealing with is foreign industry, just by the nature of the job. How much back and forth do you have with foreign industry? Do they bring ideas to you, or is it always just a, here's our shopping list, what can you provide?
No, it's on a daily basis we're communicating with foreign industry, sometimes through the embassies, reps. But yes, FCT works very closely with industry. It is part of the program. One of our roles is to support the, and in support of the FCT program, is to attend and participate the trade shows, local conferences, and industry days, as well as the international trade shows, which gives us the opportunity to closely work with foreign industry as well as industry, domestic industry. Or one of the objectives that the FCT program looks at is connecting industry with the program office.
So if there's any foreign companies out there that think they have a widget to sell to the Marine Corps, what forum should they focus on to be able to respond best to what we need?
So if there's any foreign entities, my recommendation would be for the foreign entity to reach out to their embassy points of contacts, and or they can also reach out to the OSD office, and there's a POC listing, but
we'll put a link. We'll put a link up to that in the show notes.
Okay.
So, excellent.
Yeah, and then if they can provide a, there's a market sheet that they would actually fill out, and
Last question. Okay. So if there are up-and-comers in the federal workforce who are interested in coming to work in international programs, what kind of advice do you have for them?
Hard work. Show your worth. Seek available training opportunities to enhance skills, and then find a mentor, because for me, that's what worked for me. Like I said earlier on in our conversation, coming out of the secretarial field,
right,
being able to link into someone that I knew that was possibly something that I would want to do, finding that good mentor, I think, made a difference.
And I think what you're talking about coming from the secretarial field, it tells me that the federal workforce, you know, allows growth for anybody.
Yes.
I mean, you come from the secretarial field, and now you're running these international program work. And, you know, so that tells me that it's a great place to work.
Thank you. So. And I can't take the credit by myself. So I do have Steve DeWong, who is actually with the team. It's a team of two.
All right. So, Jackie, we have a little thing around here. We call it our lightning round questions. Okay. Are you ready to feel the lightning?
I'm ready for those.
Let's have it. All right. So when you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
An undercover police officer.
Are you sure you're not doing that?
I watched 21 Jump Street too much. Too much 21 Jump Street.
So. Was that the old 21 Jump Street with Johnny Depp?
Yes. And,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So if you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be?
Harriet Tubman. And I say it because she reminds me to be courageous in all that I do and to stand in my truth.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice. Do you have any tips for maintaining a work-life balance?
Yes. God first, family second, then work, and do your best at whatever job you or role you hold.
Excellent advice. Great ordering of the priorities.
Yes.
So young folks who are trying to figure out work-life balance, listen to Jackie. And then finally, what is a TV show, book, movie, or podcast that you would recommend?
I said Joel Osteen's Daily Podcast reminds me to meditate on the positive. But also, I like Susie Orman because she kind of tells me what's important. Keeps me balanced. And then Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul Podcast reminds me that we are all different but have something to provide.
All right. So three podcasts recommended. I encourage people to look into them. Jackie, again, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, this concludes another episode of Equipping the Core. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. If so, please take a couple minutes to leave us a review, subscribe, and tell your friends about us. Until next time, stay safe. This is Trip Elliott signing off.